The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Shavuos Tav Yud. Previous shiur we discussed the oimik of what's going on in the kapora of the korban of Rosh Chodesh, the schachos of Rosh Chodesh being a renewed struggle between the perception of Bechira, us being in the masters of our own destiny, us being in charge, which was the flaw that, so to speak, the Rav Benjamin introduced into the Bria. Heviu alaycha taschem. Why? Because I created the world with a flaw, and all that comes to fruition, comes to completion in the Hizgalus, in the Oyer of Shehem Asidim L'Skadish Kemoiso U'Lefor Liyotim, in the Shlemus of the Levana. We will see, we do see, in the coming back of the Levana, the Koyach Hizgatrus, where everything, even the world of Bechira, is really only veer. Be'edias HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rav Benjamin really is the master of all. We're not the master of our own fate. We only have the Koyach HaBechir in order to bring us close to the Rav Benjamin, but in reality, he is the Yodea Kol Talumos. Let's take this a step further. We mentioned before that the Raya of the Poiskim, that the 2 days Rosh Chodesh are not Din Sveka Di Yoyma, but it's a Din of 2 days Rosh Chodesh working together as one system, because the Rosh Chodesh by definition is midday, it's 29 and a half days, and then both days on the Skadish, Bikdusha El Yoyna of Rosh Chodesh. One of the rise of the Poiskim is from the Parsha Mocha Chodesh, where there's 2 days. I'm always bothered by the fact that the Haftorah that we learn on Erev Chodesh, when Shabbos falls on Erev Rosh Chodesh, is the Haftarah Mocha Chodesh. The Haftarah, seemingly, which is about David Yonison, David running away from Shaul, has absolutely nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. It happens to be that the event that triggered David having to run away, realizing that Shaul was after him, that Shaul was suspicious of David being a Meir B'Malchus, happened to have taken place on Rosh Chodesh. The Haftarah starts Mocha Chodesh. What's there that has really anything to do with Rosh Chodesh? I'd like to share Divrei Chochma that I heard from my Rebbe, Hagoyin HaGadol Rav Michal Zilber Shlita from Yerushalayim, and he explained that the struggle of David and Yonason, we know that the Chiddush HaLavana, we say by Chiddush HaLavana, David Mevzor Chai V'Kayom, the struggle of his Chachus HaLavana, and the idea of Mocha Chodesh inherently has to do with the struggle between David and Yonason. The question is asked, the Rambam Ippano asks, we know that the Malchus of Shaul was taken away because Shaul did not wipe out Agag, did not wipe out Amalek, was not Mekayim the Tzivri of the Melech completely. The Malchus was taken away and it was given to David HaMelech. That's in the Haftorah of Pasha Zohar. What would have been, as a theoretical question, we know that it was ordained that Malchus should come from Yehuda. That's the way it was. That was the Machlokes between Yosef and the Shvatim. They held he was a Moir b'Malchus because he praved Malchus, and they b'nevuah that Malchus had to be by Yehuda. Malchus based David had to come from Yehuda, in which case Yosef was a Moir b'Malchus. What should have been, what would have been, theoretically, the role of Shaul u'Beisoi vis-a-vis Malchus based David if they wouldn't have been Choyt? It's clear they wouldn't have been the Malachim for eternity of Klai Yisrael because the Malchus had to go to Shevet Yehuda. So the Rambam Ippano says like this, he says that the same way we find that Paroi and Yosef had a relationship, Paroi was the Melech. Umibalodai lo yorim ish yoda viraglov, without word from Yosef. Who controlled de facto? Who was the visible face of power in Mitzrayim? Yosef. Who was the real power behind Yosef? Who was the power that made Yosef into Yosef? Obviously Paroi. That means that there's a Melech, and there's what's called a Mishnah Lamelech. The role of the Mishnah Melech is to be the public, the outward, the Rishusarabim Dika face of the Malchus, but power is Biyad HaMelech. Yosef was able to play this role perfectly. He's always in the Soyin. A Mishnah Melech could start functioning in such a powerful way that he forgets his true calling, forgets that he's the Mishnah Melech, and he starts praving Malchus instead of realizing that he's really Kofuf to the Melech. To a certain extent, going back to what we discussed in the previous year, that's what happens to the Cham and the Levona. They assume a power and a glory of their own, and they become forces for man to bow down to. When the Ivdei Avodah Zarah of old, the Ivdei Asherah, the Ivdei Baal, bowed down to Cham and Levona, they weren't Meshugoyim. They were connecting with the power source of the Bria, but they were connecting with the visible power source, not the source behind the power, the power source that's visible to our eyes. That's the Torah of Avodah Zarah. Not seeing the indefinable, the invisible, behind what's visible. Only seeing the power that's in the visible. And they connected that to real Koyach Ruchni, like we said. Yosef was able to play perfectly that role because that was Yosef's role. Achia Shiloni the Novi saw that there was a role of Malchus for Yerovim ben Avot. There was supposed to be temporarily a Malchus of Yerovim ben Avot. Yerovim ben Avot's Malchus was destroyed. The Malchus of Asar Shvatim went into Golas. What would have been, says the Ramah Mipanah, the same thing. Yosef, the Malchus of Yosef of Ephraim would have been a Mishnah Melech, similar to the concept of Yosef serving, and Yosef had paved the way for Yerovim ben Avot. Yom Benavot is always seen as a hemshech of Yosef, which is why Yaakov Avinu didn't want to put his head on Yeshua's head, on Ephraim's head, because he saw that Yerovim Benavot was going to come from him. In truth, Yerovim Benavot had the potential Ruchni's digger power to be the Mishnah Lamelech. Hanivato ben Yisha atayalim chemigan Eden. He overstepped his boundary. That's why his ket was Avodah Zarah. How he portrayed himself was Avodah Zarah. That's what Avodah Zarah is. The Malchus of Yerovim ben Avot was supposed to function as a Sar HaChutz, as a minister, an outward, a public minister, for the Malchus Beis David, which was supposed to be the Malchus HaPnim. Dvar Mamukim, this is what the Ramah Mipanah says. Again, the basic concept is that there's the Melech and there's the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech serves as the visible power source for everything that's going on in the Malchus. But really, the power behind the throne is really the Melech. If we want to put that into the Bria itself, we understand that there's a Malchus. The Rebbeinu Shlomo set up a system. Hashemayim Misapim Kvedel. Look at the glory, at the majesty of nature. It's majestic. Look at the way the moon and the sun function together. Look at the planets, the clouds, the vegetables, the rain cycle, the yearly cycle of animals. Look at all the different food cycles that go on with the different animals. One could look and one could be nispol. One could see Malchus of the Bria in the Bria itself. One looks a little bit deeper, one realizes there's a power behind that, which is not Teva. It's a Rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo was Megala. When he was Megala himself in Mitzrayim, he was Megala. He undid the Koyachos HaTeva, and he took all the Koyachos HaTeva and he turned them upside down. The Nisim was all about. We understand, of course, that that's why the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was given when they went out of Mitzrayim, Achodesh Hazalachem, because that's what Rosh Chodesh is. The idea of Hevi Alaych Chataskem to be a kapora for that misrepresentation of the power, which is really only carrying over the power of the Melech, the Mishnah Melech, that power of nature, assuming a koyach of its own, is the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. When that was destroyed, the koyach went back, so to speak, the visibility went back to only seeing the Rebbeinu Shel Machadish as Elohim, Rishenu Lochem Lechot Sheashona. We went back as an Am to worshipping the Rebbeinu Shel and not worshipping, not being machni ourselves to the koyach of Sabri. Okay, let's go back to the Melech and the Mishnah Lamelech. The Malchus of David and Yoinesin, of David and Shaul, was supposed to be the same thing. What would have happened if Shaul wouldn't have been Choyte? The Ramah Mipanah says that what would have been set up was a system where David would have been the Melech Mibifnim, and Shaul, and thereafter Yoinesin, would have then been the Sar HaChutz to represent, Kilu, in a more visible way, the Malchus of David. Shaul, also Mashos, he was Choyte, they lost that Malchus. David and Yonison prepared the way for that Tikkun HaSholem re-existing. We call that, Mashiach ben Yosef paving the way and working in tandem with Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef is the forerunner of Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to work in a more Teva. Say the Goyin says Mashiach ben David will work l'malu miderech hateva. But the same idea was true by David and Yonison. David and Yonison signing that pact of friendship, that bris krusa between them, prepared the way for the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam becoming able to be nizgal l'asad lavi. Comes out that the whole idea of Rosh Chodesh, what's Mocha Chodesh? The Kabbalah said, we know, everybody knows, today it's becoming more popular, the Tefillah of Yom Kippur Kotten. What is the Tefillah of Yom Kippur Kotten? State in the Siddurim, without interpretation, the Siddurim say that we fast and we daven, we say Slicha Mir Talavana. What do we have to do with Mir Talavana? The idea that we have to do with Mir Talavana is because we get a chance once every month to reinstitute in our life the visibility of us seeing the just the Rebbein Shlel. It's Yom Kippur Kotten because we get a chance to go back to Mevatel Avodizar, to say Hashem Olekim, and to go back to declaring that the Rebbein Shlel is really the source of everything. All the forces that seem to represent are only representative, they're only Shlichim. And if we can't see them as Shlichim, then we can't see the Rebbein Shlel. We have to see them as Shlichim Nemonim of HaKadosh, not more than that. We get a chance to re-establish the kingship, the Malchus of the Rebbein Shlel, to be Mechadish as Hamalucha every month. That's what Mochar Chodesh is. The Haftorah of Mochar Chodesh, which is the day of preparing for that new Malchus, is the Haftorah of David and Yonison, who actually carried out that role in establishing the Malchus, or at least setting up a framework for establishing the Malchus of the Rebbein Shlel, which will be Mitzvah Hashem Lasset Lov. Let's go a step further. The karbonos that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, we said in the first year in this series that the korban Rosh Chodesh and the other karbonos, karboni chatos, that are brought in Yom Tov and Masi'irim. Before we go a step further and we explain the deeper meaning, let's explain what a si'ir is. There's a koyach, and we don't understand it exactly, but there was a place in the Bria where the Rebbein Shalom was so represented that a Yid was able to come and he was able to be machni himself and serve the Rebbein Shalom, but even he was able to bow down and be mevatel himself even while living in Olam Hazeh completely to the Rebbein Shalom. Normally a person should only be able to be mevatel himself completely to the Rebbein Shalom, go beyond the forces of Teva, live in the world that's beyond the Teva, and be able to be machni himself legami to the Rebbein Shalom only in Olam Haba, only in Lost Lover, only in a world of Nisim, in a world of Teva. Where can man find the circumstances, the position, to be able to be mevatel himself totally to the Rebbein Shlom? Only in the Beis HaMikdash. The only place where Yid is allowed to bow down on the floor. Legamri is allowed to be mevatel himself b'achnog. The Gemur is only over there, because only over there can a person be in this battle. Every place else is something in between. There's an Olam HaTeva in between. There's a world in between. The Beis HaMikdash, the world, Olam HaZeh, was not a chatzitza. The person was able, a Yid was able to be mevatel himself completely to the Rebbein Shlom. There's an Isser called Shchut Echutz. Shchut Echutz is a lav right after the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol B'fnei B'fnei Yom Kippur. The Torah commands us be Isser Koris on the Isser of Shchut Echutz. What's Shchut Echutz? If a person's makriv a korban by his own private, what was called a bomo, it was mutum. When there was no Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaElam was established, there was no din forevermore of bomois. If a person's makriv on a bomo, then it's chayv koris. It's an aver chamura. And over there, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk expresses itself in Achrimos, right after the Pasha of Avodas Yom Kippurim, that the Torah says that by telling Klal Yisrael to bring Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdosh, that they will not anymore be makriv to the Se'irim, these white goats, which is called the Sawyer. They will not be makriv to the Seirim Asher Basode. What does it mean? Who, what, when, where? The Medrash says that there were koichos ruchniim that appeared in the form of Seirim, and those that were makriv outside were makriv to those koichos. They saw in those koichos something that could control them in order to appease those koichos. Pure avodah zarah. On a deeper level, what's going on is, Reb Shamshon from Al Hirsch explains in Parashat Achrimos, the Sawyer is the korban that represents independence. All the other animals that are brought for korbanos, bok or tzoin, are all animals that are domesticated, live under the dominion of man. Ad kedeka, that the word behemo, he suggests, is related to the word boma. Boma means a place that a person builds, a place where a person could control. Behemo is something that's used by a person, a man can control. Behemo is a chaya, something that's alive, it's out. It's a force of life unto its own. A chaya is out in the wild. The behemoth is something that's domesticated. The only animal that's brought as a korban, which is not a behemoth per se, it's not domesticated, but lives out in the wild, is a sawyer. The sawyer represents independence. In that sense, when a person had a bomo, what he did was, he was creating his own field of worship. He was creating his own bittel to something outside of that place where there's a complete battle of the Olam HaTeva. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's no chatitza called Olam HaTeva. The world of Teva ceases to exist. all the nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash were there in order to create the effect that there was no shlita of the laws of Teva. Yidden gathered in the Azorah to see the Kohen Bi'ovid. They were Omdim Tzvufim. They stood hundreds of thousands of Yidden. That itself was a mess. Golui Shein Kedugmosoi. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Yidden stood in a place of 11 amas. As big as a small assembly hall. And hundreds of thousands of Yidden stood in the area the size of where you could jam-pack a few thousand people. Not only that, when they bowed down, each person had dalat amas to himself. There was no confines of time, space, and any other laws of nature in the Beis HaMikdash. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the laws of Teva are in control. If a person is mevatel himself by bringing a carbon is his batlos. A person is being... What are you being mevatel yourself to? Lasir ma'sheva soda. In that sense, the karbonis, the se'irim that we bring as karbonis, are really very much in tandem with the theme that we're discussing. This hachno, this is battles of Kechsa Teva, the seeing beyond the world of Teva, to see that the Rabban Shlom is, well, the whole world of Teva, the word Oilam is Miloshen Helam, it hides. It's a mask. The real world is the world of Ratzon Hashem behind, beyond the mask, beyond the world of Teva, beyond the world of seven, the world of eight. If we want, we could even add halachas are in Maseches Shavuos. The word Shavuah is Miloshen Seven, the Loshen of seven, 7 days of the week. There's a world of Lamala Miderech HaTeva, which is symbolized by the number eight, Shmini Atzeres, the eighth week, which is Shavuos, the eighth day, which is the day of Milo, breaking the confines of Teva, which bind man, which is creating in him the Koyach to live in a world of Lamala Miderech HaTeva, and so on. There are a lot of Dugmois in that, but the point being, Hasirim Hashem HaSod, if a person is Makriv on a Bomo, then he's being makriv, he's being mevatel himself to koiches that are outside the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. That's really what's going on when we talk about the se'irim asher basodeh and the karbonis that had to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash with these karbonis se'irim, and that's what the hischachus of that koich, of seeing beyond the Mishnah Lamelech, seeing the Melech, seeing the Rotzin behind the world of Teva, seeing the Rotzin behind that which represents the Rabban Shlom, that world of Cham and Levona, seeing beyond that, seeing the Rabban Shlom, that's the Korban, that's the Kapora of Heviu Alay Chataskem, that's really the Shnei Malachim, the Shnam Shem Kazrekon, and how we get away from that, and how we Mechadish the Malchus of the Rabban Shlom, same way by the first HaKadosh HaZelachem, the first Kiddush HaKadosh, in Mitzrayim, Moshe V'Aaron will Mechadish that world, they pulled back that mask of Teva, and they revealed the world of Rotz Hashem, pure Rotz Hashem. That's what we do every Rosh Chodesh and every Yontov when we bring the Karbonis of Seirim. Mietz Hashem, the next year we'll take this a step further to try to explain what this has to do with the specific Kapora. We have a problem. We've been speaking about the Kapora is the Kapora of Miyat HaLavona, but the Kapora that's discussed in our Sugyas is not Kapora of Miyat HaLavona. It's the Kapora of Tumas Migdash HaKadoshav. Why do those two ideas coincide in the same system of thought? That Amir Sashon will discuss in the next year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.